Tracking the price of grain, whether on an app or tuning in to the right radio station for market reports, is an important and routine part of farming. Still, Kansas Wheat and K-State researchers encourage producers to look beyond the value of the bushels in the bin when deciding on their crop rotations for the economic, operational, and environmental benefits of planting wheat. The advantages of including wheat in your cropping system are wide-ranging, from providing flexibility in planting and nitrogen fertilizer timing, opportunities for dual-purpose production or double cropping, and the value of wheat residue. The compiled K-State research findings were published in a WheatRx publication this winter that describes the versatility wheat brings to farming operations. The article is part of Wheat Beyond the Value of the Grain, an educational campaign organized by Kansas Wheat and K-State Research and Extension. One advantage of planting wheat is a wide optimum sowing window. According to Romulo Lotto, K-State wheat specialist, winter wheat has a broader planting window compared to summer crops, especially in warmer regions like South Central Kansas and into Oklahoma. This wide window means farmers can wait to plant for any number of reasons. Producers also have flexibility in what class of wheat to plant, meaning they can choose to plant winter or spring wheat or between different classes, depending on the local market advantages. Nitrogen fertilization timing is another area where wheat has advantages. Research indicates that the crop can recover from early season nitrogen deficiencies as long as nitrogen is available near jointing. This resilience allows farmers to strategically time fertilization based on weather and optimize nitrogen uptake. The dual-purpose capability of winter wheat for grazing and grain is another asset. Wheat's resilience to early growth stress makes it ideal for grazing, providing high-quality forage during fall and winter when other options are scarce. After each harvest, wheat continues to provide additional benefits to a farming operation. Environmentally, wheat residue protects against erosion, reduces evaporative water loss, and suppresses weed growth. Standing stubble also captures snowfall, increasing soil water content for subsequent crops. In wetter regions, farmers can even bale residue for hay, generating additional revenue. Finally, producers can take advantage of double cropping by including wheat in a rotation in areas where there is enough moisture. Winter wheat can be planted soon after the harvest of a summer crop, or vice versa. Doing so allows for more cash crops to be grown within the same period. Overall, wheat is an ideal crop to plant in Kansas for reasons far beyond the value of kernels cut each summer. This field crop is not just iconic, but a versatile, integral component of the Kansas agricultural landscape. Read the full publication on wheat's value in a cropping system and watch for additional resources as they are released at kswheat.com/wheatrx. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.